This is Tessa. In a moment, I'm going to hypnotize you. It's important to find a comfortable place to relax with minimal distractions. Then continue the recording when you're ready. Very good. I'd like you to keep your eyes open right now. Wide open. Find a spot to fixate on, comfortably ahead of you, just straight ahead, on the wall or the ceiling. Then, find a spot right above that line of sight. Just up and look at that. And after you do, I want you to focus a little bit higher now. Just a little bit higher. Very good. Very good. I'd like you to continue to look at that spot. And as you listen to me, and you enjoy listening to me, you can enjoy how my voice makes you feel as you continue to look at that little spot that you've chosen. Fixate and stare. Fixate and stare. Can you see the details of this spot? Sometimes just staring at a spot on the wall, you can start to notice the little things, the texture, the color, and you might even notice something else now. How the longer you stare at that little spot, that your eyelids start to get tired, heavy and tired. As if the muscles could give way at any time. As if the longer you keep your eyes open, the heavier your eyelids seem to become. The same way they feel when you are so tired, as if you could fall asleep at any moment. But I'd like you to continue to keep them open, because it is very important to listen to my directions, fighting to keep them open. Even as the lids start to strain, feeling so fatigued, so tired, open eyes, staring up and up into that little spot. And as you stare at it, I'd like you to think about how small that spot is, and how much larger your mass is than that little spot. So much larger than that little tiny area that you are struggling to stare at. You might wonder if you have stared at that spot so long that you would still continue to see it if you closed your eyes. You might, but right now, keep your eyes open. Do you feel as if you are losing the battle? Is it really so difficult to keep your eyes open? So hard to resist the urge to close them? That burning in those little muscles around the eye becoming too much to bear? And you know you can't hold on much longer. You know that eventually you'll have to sleep, because your eyelids just get so heavy. And you can let go now. Just close your eyes and sleep. Sleep now. Very good. Let your mind drift down and down. Go deeper with me. Deeper now. And just sleep. Let your defenses go and just feel me penetrate you, guiding your thoughts as you drift deeper down into that deep hypnotic sleep. Sleep now. And as you sleep, you can see that spot in your mind now. So small and tiny, while you are so much larger. I'd like you to think about that spot and see it growing larger. You can notice things about that spot now that you could not notice before. Growing larger and larger, and suddenly making you feel smaller and smaller. So weak as you feel so small in comparison to the growing size of that spot. As if all the perspectives are changing, making you so small, so small. And you are accustomed to feeling this way, small and weak, weak and intimidated. My voice is so large, just like that spot is becoming, making you feel weaker and weaker in my presence. Smaller and smaller. You're used to this feeling. You embrace this feeling, just as you've embraced it before. You don't even need my voice to remind you of how small you feel. You've been reminded of your small dick all of your life. I'm sure you've tried to convince yourself that it isn't small. Tried to convince yourself that you are average, or that possibly you could make up for it in other ways. We both know that isn't true. And if it wasn't true, you would have stopped listening to my voice a long, long time ago. But you continue to listen, just as people do when they hear the truth. And you know deep inside that your cock doesn't even deserve the name. It is just so small. After all, you feel so weak when you admit how small you are. So it must be. You have a teeny tiny dick. One too small to ever please a woman. You've known this as long as you can remember. So small, so weak, so inferior. Sometimes you don't like to face the truth. But you know how hard it makes you when you have to admit to having such a small, small cock. It feels good to know that you can be honest. It is just so small. Some things were just meant to be. And it is no accident that you were given such a worthless little thing. And I love reminding you of it. And right now, you love when I remind you of just how small you are. You're so small that you know you could never please a woman like me. Couldn't please any woman at all. As if the more you try, the more pathetic the attempt becomes. Wouldn't it be easier if you just accepted your course in life? Cocks that small should never be unleashed on the women of the world. Boys like you were meant for something different. And you know this. You already know this. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. Right now. So it must be true. You know. As you've known all along. You were meant to be in a cage. A teeny cage that holds little dicks like yours away from women. You know that those women only want real men anyway. That is just the way the world works. Little cocks should be locked away from the world. And you know I'm right. You know that I know what is best. It just feels natural to listen to my words and accept them as truth. You know you love sexy, hot women. You know that they shouldn't be subjected to your teeny tiny little cock. So it just makes sense to lock it away. Tight inside a little chastity cage. Even as I say the word chastity, you might start to notice a little tingling in that puny cock. The tingling of my hypnotic cage wrapping around your little mouth. So tight around you. And the tighter it wraps around you, the harder you get. And the harder you get, the tighter it grips tightly around you. So tight. Doesn't it feel good to have something wrapped so tight around your hard little dick? This is the only thing that will ever be wrapped around it. Just this little cage. Never a hot, wet pussy of a sexy woman. And you love this feeling. If you didn't love this feeling, you would have stopped listening to me a long, long time ago. But you do love this feeling of being so hard, yet so frustrated. Can you notice how much you like the feeling of being trapped inside this cage? Growing harder as it grips tighter and tighter. It just feels natural to be in this cage, knowing that there's no escape. That you'll just have to accept the truth. Real women want real men. They don't want little cocks. So they need to be locked away. Forever hard and frustrated in a little cage. And no woman will ever have to endure your tiny stick. You will love being locked away so hard and excited in your little cage. Just as you do right now. Can you feel how hard you get as it gets tighter and tighter? So you must love it, or you wouldn't be so hard. Forever horny and pathetic in your cage. And I love seeing you so weak and helpless in your little cage. So weak and helpless. You know this is where you belong. Enjoy the frustration of being so hard in your cage. Girls love knowing that little thing is locked away. Locked away forever in your tight, frustrating cage. Locked away. Locked away where no woman will have to see it. Locked away, keeping you frustrated and hard. Locked away, so the tighter it gets, the more excited you get. And the more excited you get, the more frustrated you get. But even in your frustration, you remain so hard and horny, even as the cage gets tighter and tighter, keeping you locked away. And you can continue to feel the tightness of your cage. Becoming used to your cage, craving your cage, even as you come up from hypnosis, coming awake, up and up, hard and frustrated and loving the grip of your cage, even as you come awake, wide awake, enjoy your cage.